Good morning. This is Peter Irish, CEO of the Barrett Group, and we're talking today with senior career consultant Anne Lipsitz about what our clients are experiencing in their interviews and negotiations right now on the hiring line.
Good morning, Peter. Consultants at the Barrett Group, we have a truly unique perspective stretching over thousands of clients, something no one candidate could ever have on his or her own. So I'm really happy to be here and share today.
Thank you, Anne. Please remind the audience, if you would, about the services that the Barrett Group delivers.
Well, we are a specialized career management firm that for the last 30 years, we have been helping clients clarify their career objectives and then go out and get the job of their dreams. Clients enjoy the support of a 6-member team, including a clarity coach, a career consultant, a writer, a researcher, a negotiation coach, and a client concierge. And as a result, clients who follow the program have a 90% probability of landing the job of their choice within about 6 months.
We've been at this quite a while, Anne, as you know, and we usually have at least 100 clients at the interview and offer negotiation stage. Can you share with me any specific insights about people you're working with?
Yes, I have a lot that come to mind. You know, one of the rewards of my role as a senior career consultant is the joy and the transformation that you get to experience working with clients on their career journey. I just had a client who landed a dream role. She had been actively participating in her program plan, and she wanted to secure a role as CEO, COO, and received a great offer from a startup. And the role really supported her dream of leading a new business, supporting all the necessary strategy and infrastructure to grow, position them for growth, and be profitable. And her package included relocation expenses and a very generous sign-on bonus and stock options.
That's really wonderful to hear about clients landing and negotiating offers. We no longer ring an actual bell, but it's still exciting. How did that client find out about the opportunity, Anne?
Well, the client found this opportunity through maximizing their social capital, through leveraging their first degree people who hold them in high regard and participating in engaging dialogue. The conversations began with checking in to see how they were doing and ending with more meaningful conversations relative how they could partner with each other and support each other's work. And subsequent interviews led to more introductions and ultimately interviews and an offer.
Wow, that's great. Our specialty is, of course, locating hidden gems in the so-called unpublished market. Can you share a little bit more about how this helps our clients and how they achieve it?
Sure. The unpublished markets represent about 50% of the job market. So it's direct access to your connections and in turn their connections. So consider it your personal and professional network, who you know that can refer you to someone that you want to know. And it's where 75% of our senior executives land. And it provides the resources necessary to find who you know outside of your immediate network.
So do clients usually understand how to use LinkedIn, Anne, in your experience? Or do you find that we can substantially open their eyes to the power of this tool?
I think that clients are on LinkedIn, you know, and I'll put on in air quotes, that they participate. They may have created a job search. They might have added some content in the about section, but they really don't fully understand the richness of the tool, the keyword search algorithm, the opportunities that there are to engage across multiple levels of network, to follow companies and really be an active user. My clients have really seen traction when we align their headline, summary, and skill set with keywords and their subject matter expertise that support their next career move.
I've heard you talk about social capital before, Anne. Could you give us a better understanding of what that is and how it is relevant to changing careers?
Sure. I've seen clients have great success leveraging this. And most clients will have an understanding of their first degree connections. we see the real power of social capital when we open up the second degree connections and reverse engineer companies and role. It can be a real game changer because LinkedIn is a great tool and you get to navigate lots of networks, whether it's alumni networks, colleagues who used to work at a former company and now working at a company that you're interested in. It provides many different avenues to network and be very strategic in your approach to creating that groundswell of support within an organization before you even apply. And we are finding that, for example, a LinkedIn member with 150 people in their first degree circle may have access up to 250,000 social capital contacts. So it's quite fascinating to just see the explosion of opportunity when we move from one degree of circle to another. And a few clients have even started joining groups within their subject matter expertise and really contributing content, liking, comment, sharing, using hashtags to engage new audience. And it's a brilliant strategy. And I have some clients that are actually yielding triple digit increases in who's viewed their profile.
Wow. So does this apply to specific stages in the career change process, or is it effective throughout?
At TBG, we're firm believers that social capital engagement is effective throughout the process. And it's a best practice once you secure a new role. I think during specific stages in the process, clients see the advantage of being actively engaged. However, we encourage them to keep it up after they land their dream job, to stay connected, to engage often, and pay it forward.
How long does the typical career change process take, Anne, at least as we practice it here at the Barrett Group?
Typically, our programs require 3 to 6 months for clients who are willing to work and follow our advice. Of course, there is some turbulence in the market right now, but there are even indications that employers are making decisions faster at the executive level under these conditions. And virtual interviews seem to actually have accelerated decision-making during this time.
What are the major obstacles you typically help our clients overcome, Anne?
Many clients will come wanting a career change, pausing to take back control of their career, find more meaningful work, strike a work-life balance, or refocus their energy on rebranding themselves. And some of the obstacles that they need to overcome is where to start and how to move forward. Our program plan really supports their ability to build on the tools and help them brand themselves, including a solid resume and LinkedIn profile. We help them build confidence in their interviewing, in salary negotiation skills, help them engage in strategic networking sessions, work with third-party recruiters on preparing for open roles in the published market, and manage the job search strategy so that they can consider multiple roles and offers.
So what are you hearing from recruiters and indirectly from employers at the moment? Have they changed their tactics in the face of the current health crisis beyond simply interviewing virtually?
The unpublished market is on fire for executives. Our clients are telling us that they are calling all their friends and acquaintances, folks on both the business and personal sides of their lives, and checking in, finding out how everyone is doing regarding their health and safety, and also how business leadership is faring in the face of this virus. And we've had more interviews and offers in the past 3 weeks than I can remember. There also seems to be a shortage of executives in the executive recruiter pipeline, as many clients have reported to us that they're staying on the phone with recruiters for 30 to 45 minutes or more, and they're spending a lot more time nurturing relationships with the best leaders to shop around to their clients.
That's really interesting. What other observations do you have for our candidates, Anne? Would you, for example, advise candidates to consider alternative industries more broadly or to focus on the tried and true career track?
Good question, Peter. Big changes in the market also mean big opportunities and a broader view. And we offer that through our programs such as the Clarity Program. The Barrett Group is actively engaged in the career management market. Like I said, we've been here for 30 years and we've weathered many crises, including the recession and market crash of 2008. We've learned to quickly adapt by leveraging our staff and active clients all over the world with a real boots on the ground job market intelligence approach, by sharing the learnings of the continuous information stream with management. We get to quickly analyze and determine changes in the market, evolving our methodologies and techniques with specific instructions to help our clients. A huge change is that it's likely to be more permanent that we're going to have this advancement of telecommuting. This is a huge, huge advantage for our clients who are not in a position to relocate because working from home has suddenly become the new norm.
That's really interesting. Well, thank you, Anne. Thank you for supporting our clients in their career change programs so diligently, and thank you for your time today. Stay healthy.
Thank you, Peter, and stay healthy yourself.